And of course, as you said, there's a lot of fresh produce in stock that could go to waste. There's functions, there's events, there's large, obviously weddings will continue for under 100 people.
And that's odd, isn't it, Brad? I mean, there's a little bit of inconsistency there around the rules. How come weddings for 100 people or less can go ahead, yet I can't go down to my local hotel and have a beer and a steak sandwich on Saturday afternoon?
I would say that that is... A good question, Ollie, and whilst not wanting to put cold water on weddings, I think there's a degree of pragmatism here that the government has taken on board, not wanting to destroy people's important plans for occasions like that.
Absolutely, but then why couldn't the pub open for 100 people?
Well, yeah, I know. And look, inconsistency has been the hallmark of COVID rules over the last 14 months. And look, I'm certainly not going to knock back what the government has decided here on weddings. I think if they can still go ahead, that's great. But we would have liked to have seen other exemptions for other, 50th birthdays, 21st birthdays, whatever it might be, special events that have been planned for months on end where people were getting gatherings together. There's plenty of reasons and rationale, but the advice is the advice at this point in time, and not being privy to what the Chief Health Officer knows or what the level of spread is, it's hard for us to make assumptions. But at this point in time, this is where we've got to trust government to be making the decisions that are warranted. And clearly, if there's a total shutdown like's proposed, there needs to be some substantial reasons for it. And obviously, we'll want to know what they are next week.
Yeah, well, we also want to know why they've had this report for at least 2 weeks saying don't use the McCure Hotel for hotel quarantine, and then this has all happened. So there's plenty of questions that need to be answered. Bradley, we are certainly feeling for the hospitality industry this weekend. It would have been a great sugar hit, that being the Anzac Day long weekend.
Well, Ollie, it's not just the industry. It's the staff working in the industry and obviously the patrons and people of WA that are going to be limited in what they can do. Any restriction like this is a real dampener and, it's just a really sad situation to see it come back like this. But hopefully this is a short hit that's only going to see us limited for 3 days.
Bradley Woods, Australian Hotels Association CEO, thank you very much for your time as always.
You're welcome, Ollie. Cheers.